This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President George W. Bush Wednesday criticized the Western withdrawal from Afghanistan in an interview with a German broadcaster. He says he fears that Afghan women and girls will, quote, suffer unspeakable harm. Asked whether the withdrawal is a mistake, Bush replied, quote, you know, I think it is, yeah, because I think the consequences are going to be unbelievably bad. The war in Afghanistan began under Bush 20 years ago in 2001. The withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops set in motion earlier this year by current U.S. President Joe Biden is now nearing completion. Indonesia posted record daily infections topping 54,000 on Wednesday as the highly infectious Delta variant rips across the country, catapulting it ahead of India as Asia's COVID-19 epicenter. The Southeast Asian nation has been battered by a virus explosion that has overwhelmed hospitals, leaving scores to die at home while desperate relatives hunt for oxygen tanks to treat the sick. On Wednesday, Indonesia's health ministry posted its highest ever 54,500 new cases and nearly 1,000 deaths in 24 hours. Recent daily mortality rates are as high as 10 times the numbers in early June, but the official data is widely believed to be a severe undercount due to low testing rates and poor contact tracing. Indonesia's real number of daily cases could be topping 100,000 a day and threatened to double by the end of the month with as many as 2,000 daily virus deaths, according to experts. It's the world's fourth most popular nation, and last week it rolled out tighter curbs, including shutting down shopping malls, restaurants, and offices in hard-hit capital Jakarta and across densely populated Java and on holiday island Bali. This is VOA News.